Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I'm very pleased to take the floor today for the second time during this PrepCom. I'm speaking on behalf of the Global Partnership Against the Spread of Weapons and Materials of Mass Destruction. In order to highlight some of the shared positions of and important contributions made by the Global Partnership community under Article 10 to strengthen the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention and enhance global biological security. For the past two decades, the Global Partnership has been working to mitigate risks associated with biological weapons and pursuing cooperative solutions to address deliberate biological threats. Our work is guided by five common deliverables, which encourage mutually reinforcing, complementary, and multisectoral cooperation. These deliverables provide the parameters for common and coordinated action by Global Partnership members to secure and account for materials that represent biological proliferation risks, develop and maintain appropriate and effective measures to prevent, prepare for, detect and disrupt the deliberate misuse of biological agents, strengthen national and international capabilities to rapidly identify, confirm, assess and respond to biological attacks, reinforce and strengthen the BTWC and other biological disarmament and non-proliferation obligations, principles, practices and instruments, and reduce biological proliferation risks through the advancement and promotion of safe and responsible conduct. In developing and delivering biological programming with partner countries, the Global Partnership members place great importance on cooperation and assistance under Article 10. Global Partnership members assess that Article 10 relevant international cooperation and collaboration delivered through the Global Partnership contributes significantly to mitigation of global biological threats, whether naturally occurring, accidental, including releases from laboratories, or a deliberate biological weapons attack. In accordance with the final document of the 8th Review Conference, in which states' parties were encouraged to submit detailed information on Article 10 implementation, I am pleased to confirm that Global Partnership partner nations continue to support a broad range of Article 10 relevant projects. Specifically, in 2021, a total of 55 projects valued at more than 237 million euros were implemented or funded by partners of the Global Partnership. These projects, implemented in dozens of countries in every region of the world, serve to underscore the BTWC states' parties, the nature and scale of Global Partnership efforts. Mr. Vice Chair, in the same context, let me also highlight the ongoing efforts of the Global Partnership to develop and implement the Signature Initiative to mitigate deliberate biological threats in Africa. The aim of this initiative, which is being developed and implemented in the closest collaboration with our African partners, is to reduce bio-threats through aligning the activities of Global Partnership and African countries. Indicative of the importance of the Global Partnership's collaborative relationship with African partners, the Global Partnership and Africa CDC have also entered into a dialogue partnership with the aim of advancing our shared objective of strengthening health security and mitigating biological threats in Africa. Substantial progress has been made in the past few months in advancing collective action under each of the Signature Initiative's four interconnected pillars: biosafety and biosecurity, national frameworks, surveillance and epidemic intelligence, and non-proliferation. An important accomplishment of the Signature Initiative is the launch of a major new effort on supporting universalization and effective implementation of the BTWC in Africa. This new program of work, which is being delivered in collaboration with the BTWC Implementation Support Unit, is focused on promoting and supporting universalization and effective implementation of the BTWC in Africa. I am pleased to announce that a side event on the Signature Initiative and the BTWC project will be convened tomorrow from 1 to 3 p.m. We hope to see you there. Mr. Vice Chair, I trust that this brief summary of contributions by the Global Partnership community clearly demonstrates the significance of the collective contribution of the Global Partnership members to global biological threat reduction and to fulfillment of respective national commitments under the BTWC. Should anyone have questions or wish to discuss specific contributions of the Global Partnership, feel free to contact the delegations of Germany or Canada, who are current co-chairs of the Global Partnership Biosecurity Working Group. We also encourage you to consult their website. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.